Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Tara. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm calling about I prescribed like a month ago, whatnot, and I emailed you guys stating that I wanted my prescription canceled, and so I received an email stating that everything was canceled, and then they turned around and they took $57 off my card twice. So, like, I want to know if I can get my money back or what.
Do you have your account number?
Just a second, man. I'm going to get my email real quick. Is there another way, if I give you, my social security number, would you be able to do it that way? Or where can I find my account?
What's the name on the account?
Ryan Bradstreet. Last name, Bradstreet.
Address?
Address is 9 Royal Mean, Berwick, Maine, 03901.
Your email?
Is Ryan Loves Sam @18@gmail.com.
Which collection are you calling about?
What's the third email?
Which collection are you calling about?
For all of them. They're supposed to all get canceled, and then they charged me twice for the Ghostbuster one. And they charged me, I believe it was 3 weeks back, they charged me for it, that I just noticed today, and which was supposed to get canceled, and I still haven't received the product. And this time, going around, even after I went and canceled everything, they still took money off. I still have an email confirming that they said everything was canceled.
So the cancellation email, or whenever you canceled the account on the 21st, it shows here, there was an order that was processed back on the 19th that is just now posted on your account, which is why you see the charge for the $57.40 The 14th. The agent who you spoke with, not sure he or she mentioned that order was processed or not, and that'll be the last order that you receive. If not, they should have mentioned that to you. That's why you have that charge for your Ghostbusters. And on your DeLorean, nothing is there. You have nothing for your Mustang and nothing on the DB5. So the Ghostbusters is the only one that had an order.
So, pretty much, am I going to have to take it as a loss, or is there any possible way that I can get it back or whatnot? Like I said, no one really confirmed, what was going on, pretty much what you did.
Because that order was processed prior to the account being canceled, if you don't wish to keep it, yes, you can return it. But the tracking, let's see what it says.
I just want my money back, that's all.
Right, we can give you a refund, but it'd have to be returned.
Okay, so do I got to pay for the shipping, handling, all that too as well, or?
I'm sorry?
Do I get to pay for the shipping and handling as well, too, or? Just send it back.
You shouldn't have to.
Okay, so, and I said, between 7 to 15 business days is when it should receive, but, I don't know. This is obviously like 3-4 days ago, so I'd be assuming probably sometime next week I'll be receiving it.
Yes.
Okay. So, order for me to get a refund for that, I have to send it back, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then what is, the 57-something before that? Is there any possibility I can get that back if I send the first one back, or?
Anything that you return, you get a refund for.
Okay. And now, do they send a slip in the vault stating that I can return it, or?
Yes, the return address is there, but if you don't have it, I can give it to you now.
I'm sure I can find it on the website. But that's all I pretty much needed to know from you. And I do appreciate your time.
No problem. Anything else that I could help you with?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling me, Amos.
Thanks.